This is the Music History Today podcast for March 28th. On today's show, classic songs debut, the father of the blues passes away, and happy birthday to Lady Gaga. First up, though, on this date in 1948, Nat King Cole married singer Maria Hawkins. In 1957, Billie Holiday married mafia henchman Louis McKay. In 1958, Eddie Cochran recorded the song Summertime Blues. In 1960, Brenda Lee recorded the song I'm Sorry. In 1964, the Beatles became the first rock group to have wax figures in Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in London, England. Also in 1964, pirate radio station Radio Caroline started broadcasting in Great Britain. In 1967, Van Morrison recorded the song Brown Eyed Girl. In 1972, Elvis Presley recorded his version of Arthur Alexander's song Burning Love. In 1974, the Raspberries broke up. In 1978, Alice Cooper appeared on The Muppet Show. In 1981, Blondie's song Rapture became the first song with a rap in it to hit number one on the American music charts. In 1984, Mick Fleetwood filed for bankruptcy. In 1985, 4-year-old Alicia Keys appeared on The Cosby Show TV show. In 1995, country music singer Lyle Lovett divorced actress Julia Roberts. In 1996, Phil Collins took a break from Genesis to focus on his solo career. In 2000, Jimmy Page won his libel suit against Ministry magazine. The magazine had printed that Jimmy had tried using satanic witchcraft spells in order to try to revive John Bonham, who had passed away long before in Led Zeppelin. And in 2020, the Twitch Aid concert to raise funds for pandemic financial relief was held on Twitch's streaming channel. Garth Brooks, Rita Ora, and John Legend were just some of the performers. In classical music, in 1837, Felix Mendelssohn married his wife Cecile Jeanrenaud. In 1859, Johannes Brahms premiered his first serenade for orchestra. In 1896, the opera Andrea Chenier from Umberto Giordano premiered, and in 1930, Walter Piston's Suite for Orchestra was performed for the first time. In theater in 1953, the musical New Faces of 1952 closed on Broadway. And in 1998, Paul Simon's musical The Cape Man also closed on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on March 28th, in 1953, Wonderful Town won Best Musical at the Tony Awards. In 1954, Kismet won Best Musical at the Tony Awards. And in 1971, Company won Best Musical at the Tony Awards. Albums that were released on March 28th include, in 1966, when The Rascals released The Young Rascals, and The Rolling Stones released Big Hits, High Tide, and Green Grass. In 1973, Led Zeppelin released Houses of the Holy. In 1977, Golden Earring released Contraband. In 1980, 10cc released Look Here. In 1983, Frank Zappa released the soundtrack to the movie Baby Snakes and also released The Man from Utopia. Also in 1983, Al Jarreau released Jarreau. In 1985, Till Tuesday released Voices Carry. In 1986, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band released Like a Rock. In 1991, Roxette released Joyride. In 1992, En Vogue released Funky Divas. In 1994, The Divine Comedy released Promenade. In 1995, Big L released The Lifestyles of the Poor and Dangerous. Glenn Frey released Solo Collection. Sarah McLachlan released The Freedom Sessions, and Wilco released AM. Also in 1995, Old Dirty Bastard released Return to the 36 Chambers, the Dirty Version. And in 2000, Common released Like Water for Chocolate, Cherry Twister released At Home with Cherry Twister, and the Romeo Must Die movie soundtrack album came out that day. Singles that were released in the UK on March 28th include, in 1966, when Dusty Springfield released You Don't Have to Say You Love Me. In 1969, Mary Hopkins released Goodbye. In 1975, 10cc released Life is a Minestrone. And the J. Geils Band released Giving It All Up. And in 1991, AC/DC released Are You Ready? Meanwhile, in America, in 1952, Percy Faith and his orchestra released Delicato. In 1968, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell released Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing. In 1970, Crosby, Stills, and Nash released Woodstock. In 1973, Led Zeppelin released The Ocean, and the Doobie Brothers released Long Train Runnin'. In 1978, Donna Summer released Rumor Has It. In 1985, Till Tuesday released Voices Carry. In 2014, Jay Whitford released Get to Know You. And in 2019, Rosalia, J Balvin, and El Quincho released Con Altura. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History In Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History In Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on March 28th include singer, actress, entertainer extraordinaire, Miss Lady Gaga. Also, singer, actress, and entertainer extraordinaire, Miss Reba McEntire. Also, DJ Rez. Sally Carr of Middle of the Road, John Evan of Jethro Tull, also musician Gary Willis, Dave Kuning of The Killers, rapper Jackson Wang of GOT7, rapper Dreezy, world music singer Elena Tilkey, DJ Flula Borg, gospel music singer Bill Gaither, country music singer Rodney Atkins, rapper Salt from Salt and Peppa, rapper Jaquan, rapper Mr. Cheeks, singer Orin Juice Jones, musician Ian Axel, singer Mystique, Angelo Garcia of Menudo, John Lee of Feeder, Ged Grimes of Simple Minds, merengue singer Giselle, band leader Paul Whiteman, trumpet player Thad Jones, Charles McCoy of Area Code 615, Chuck Port of The Turtles, Milan Williams of The Commodores, James Atkins of EMF, and rapper African Boy. Artists who unfortunately passed away on March 28th include music theorist Heinrich Glarian, who passed away in 1563 at the age of 75. Composer Antonio Capuzzi passed away in 1818 at the age of 62. Composer Mariano de Ledesma passed away in 1847 at the age of 67. Composer Pyotr Cherchaninov passed away in 1856 at the age of 76. Composer Johann Baener passed away in 1860 at the age of 73. Composer Vincenzo Fioravanti passed away in 1877 at the age of 77. Composer Achille Peri passed away in 1880 at the age of 67. Composer Modest Mazursky passed away in 1881 at the age of 42. Composer Friedrich Naumann passed away in 1885 at the age of 53. Composer Pavel Blarenberg passed away in 1907 at the age of 65. Conductor and violinist Eduard Cologne passed away in 1910 at the age of 71. Composer Hannes Trenisek passed away in 1914 at the age of 55. Violinist Johann Lauterbach passed away in 1918 at the age of 87. Composer Karl Prochaska passed away in 1927 at the age of 57. Composer Giuseppe Ferrata passed away in 1928 at the age of 63. Composer and pianist, along with also being a conductor, Sergei Rachmaninoff passed away in 1943 at the age of 69. Composer and also professor at the Copenhagen Conservatory from 1916 to 1947, Rudolf Simonsen passed away in 1947 at the age of 57. Violinist Grigoris Adinikiu passed away in 1949 at the age of 59. The man named the father of the blues, blues icon W.C. Handy, passed away in 1958 at the age of 84. Pianist Alec Templeton passed away in 1963 at the age of 52. Composer and conductor Felix Wolfs passed away in 1971 at the age of 78. Singer Dorothy Fields passed away in 1974 at the age of 68. Blues singer, songwriter, and guitarist Big Boy Crudup passed away from heart issues in 1974 at the age of 68. Pianist Dino Ciani passed away in a car accident in 1974 at the age of 32. Composer Renzo Maserani passed away in 1975 at the age of 77. Singer and actor Dick Hames passed away from lung cancer in 1980 at the age of 61. Drummer John Poulos of the Buckinghams passed away from heart issues in 1980 at the age of 32. Composer and conductor of the Hollywood Bowl Symphony, Carmen Dragon, passed away in 1984 at the age of 69. Singer Maria Augusta Von Trapp of the famous Von Trapp Family Singers, who inspired The Sound of Music, passed away in 1987 at the age of 82. Composer Joseph Maté passed away in 1992 at the age of 70. Rapper Freaky Ta of the Lost Boys passed away in 1999 at the age of 28. Jazz saxophonist Mo Kaufman passed away in 2001 at the age of 72. Composer Vladimir Nikolovsky passed away in 2001 at the age of 74. Country music singer Rusty Draper passed away in 2003 at the age of 80. Pianist Damora Limpani passed away in 2005 at the age of 89. Concert pianist and composer Lee Hoiby passed away in 2011 at the age of 85. Composer Alexander Aratianian passed away in 2012 at the age of 91. Bluegrass banjo player Earl Scruggs of Flatten Scruggs passed away in 2012 at the age of 88. Session guitarist Hugh McCracken passed away in 2013 at the age of 70. Composer Douglas Leedy passed away in 2015 at the age of 77. Country music singer Jan Howard passed away in 2020 at the age of 91. Jazz bassist and record producer Malcolm Cecil passed away in 2021 at the age of 84. And film composer Ryuichi Sakamoto passed away in 2023 at the age of 71. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is March 29th, when in 1980, Brian Johnson replaced the late Bon Scott as lead singer of the group AC/DC.